Lesson 7, Love Problems. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To look down. To look upset. To look down. Have you got any idea why Miss Robinson looks so down today?
She just learned she was laid off.
Have you got any idea why Miss Robinson looks so upset today?
She just learned she was laid off.
2. What's eating you? What's the matter with you? What's eating you? You're so nervous. What's eating you?
I'm looking for a decent apartment in my neighborhood, but I see I can't afford it.
You're so nervous. What's bothering you?
I'm looking for a decent apartment in my neighborhood, but I see I can't afford it.
3. To be bummed. To be depressed. To be bummed.
I'm totally bummed. I had a big fight with my boyfriend. I'm very depressed. I had a big fight with my boyfriend.
4. To dump somebody. To end a relationship with somebody. To dump somebody. Have you heard that George dumped Julia?
It's incredible. They made such a lovely couple.
Have you heard that George ended his relationship with Julia?
It's incredible. They made such a lovely couple.
5. Get real. Be rational. Get real.
I think Dave and Stephanie will get married soon.
Get real. It'll never work out.
I think Dave and Stephanie will get married soon.
Be rational. It'll never happen. 6. To have the hots for somebody. To be interested in somebody. To be attracted to somebody. To have the hots for somebody.
Have you noticed that George has the hots for Amy?
Who wouldn't? She is really hot.
Have you noticed that George has the hots for Amy?
Who wouldn't? She is very sexy. 7. To be pissed off. To be made angry. To be pissed off. Ah, I'm really pissed off. I've been waiting for Jerry for 2 hours, but he hasn't showed up yet.
Don't you know Jerry? He's very unreliable.
'I'm really angry. I've been waiting for Jerry for 2 hours, but he hasn't come yet.
Don't you know Jerry? He's very unreliable.
8. To catch somebody red-handed. To catch somebody doing something wrong. To catch somebody red-handed.
Steve tried to cheat on his girlfriend, but he was caught red-handed. Steve tried to go out with somebody else, but he was caught doing that by his girlfriend.
9. I'm fed up with. I'm sick and tired of. I'm fed up with.
I'm fed up with his excuses. He never tells the truth. I'm sick and tired of his excuses. He never tells the truth.
10. To clean up one's act. to improve one's behavior. To clean up one's act.
Eve is always late for her dates with Steve. She'd better clean up her act or he'll dump her. Eve is always late for her dates with Steve. She'd better improve her behavior or he'll end his relationship with her.
11. To take BS from somebody. To take nonsense from somebody. To take BS from somebody. I'm fed up with your lies. I'm not taking any more BS from you. I'm sick and tired of your lies. I'm not taking any more nonsense from you. 12. To be history. To be over. To be history.
My relationship with Stephen is history. My relationship with Stephen is over.
Part 2. Dialogue. Eve is telling Ted about the end of her relationship with Steve. Hey, you look down. What's eating you?
I'm bummed. Stephen dumped me 3 days ago.
What's the scoop?
Last Sunday, I caught him red-handed with Jessica at the nightclub. I was so pissed off.
Aren't you fed up with this?
Well, I keep thinking it won't happen again.
Get real. He'll never clean up his act.
You're right. I won't take any more BS from this guy. Besides, I have the hots for Adam.
I guess you and Stephen are history. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. Look at Janet. She looks so down after she broke up with her boyfriend. Look at Janet. She looks so upset after she broke up with her boyfriend.
I'm fed up with your incredible stories. I'm sick and tired of your incredible stories.
What's eating Eve? She's very nervous lately. What's bothering Eve? She's very nervous lately.
How could Steve dump Eve? They had such a serious relationship. How could Steve end his relationship with Eve? They had such a serious relationship. It's time to clean up your act, or our relationship is history. It's time to improve your behavior, or our relationship is over.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English. I'm depressed. I failed the test. I'm bummed. I failed the test.
I think Janet is attracted to Adam. I think Janet has the hots for Adam.
I'm angry. My wife didn't prepare dinner today. I'm pissed off. My wife didn't prepare dinner today.
I caught her taking some money from my purse. I caught her red-handed taking some money from my purse.
Why do I always have to take nonsense from my boss? Why do I always have to take BS from my boss? Lesson 8. Meeting a New Boss. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To land oneself a job. To find work. To land oneself a job.
Ted landed himself a summer job at McDonald's. Ted found himself a summer job at McDonald's.
2. Dirt. Inside information. Dirt. Have you got any dirt on our new supervisor? Do you have any inside information on our new supervisor? 3. To break the ice. To start communicating with somebody. To break the ice.
Stephanie is a great communicator. She knows how to break the ice. Stephanie is a great communicator. She knows how to start communicating with other people.
4. To pop in on somebody. To visit without notice. To pop in on somebody.
It's not a good idea to pop in on your boss when he is in a bad mood. It's not a good idea to pay your boss an unscheduled visit when he is in a bad mood.
5. Take it from me. Believe me. Take it from me. Take it from me. We won't get a raise this year. Believe me, we won't get a raise this year. 6. Not to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. Not to be very bright. Not to be the sharpest knife in the drawer.
The vice president of our company isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. The vice president of our company isn't very bright.
7. To size somebody up. To evaluate somebody. To size somebody up. I sized her up the moment I saw her. I evaluated her the moment I saw her. 8. To be a trip. To be rather strange. To be a trip.
Mr. Baldwin's secretary is a trip. She acts funny. Mr. Baldwin's secretary is rather strange. She acts funny.
9. To be a cold fish. To be unfriendly. To be a cold fish.
Helen is a cold fish. She never smiles. Helen is rather unfriendly. She never smiles.
10. To go easy on somebody. To be tolerant. To go easy on somebody. You should go easy on your receptionist. It's only her second day on the job. You should be tolerant of your receptionist. It's only her second day on the job. 11. To build bridges. To establish the relationship. To build bridges.
Nellie is a successful business person. She knows how to build bridges. Nellie is a successful business person. She knows how to establish the relationship with people.
12. You bet. Sure. You bet.
Can I speak to Shelley?
You bet.
Can I speak to Shelley?
Sure. Part 2. Dialogue. Ted is telling Steve about his new job. Looks like you landed yourself a new job. Okay. What's the dirt on your new boss? Did you go over and break the ice? I sure did. I popped in on her as soon as I started to work. Take it from me, she is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You sized her up real fast, didn't you? I spent the whole day with her. Believe me, she is a trip. Plus, she is sort of a cold fish. Well, try to go easy on her. She's your boss, and you have to learn how to build bridges if you want to keep the job. You bet. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. Take it from me, she's a cold fish. Believe me, she's unfriendly.
I can't size her up, but she seems to be a trip. I can't evaluate her, but she seems to be quite strange.
Go easy on your assistant. It's her first year on the job. Be tolerant of your assistant. It's her first year on the job.
He knows how to break the ice and build bridges. He knows how to start communicating with people and establish the relationship.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English. I found a new job. I landed myself a new job.
I saw your new neighbor. She looks rather strange. Do you have any inside information on her? I saw your new neighbor. She looks rather strange. What's the dirt on her?
Steve visited me without any notice yesterday. Steve popped in on me yesterday.
The manager of our sales department isn't very bright. The manager of our sales department isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Lesson 9. Gossiping about a new boss. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. She is crazed. She is confused and agitated. She is crazed.
Our secretary is crazed. The phone is ringing off the hook. Our secretary is confused. The phone doesn't stop ringing.
2. It's not a picnic. It's not easy. It's not a picnic. Life is not a picnic. Life is not easy. 3. To pull it together. To get organized. To pull it together.
After my vacation, I need a couple of days to pull it together. After my vacation, I need a couple of days to get organized.
4. To cut to the chase. To get to the most important point. To cut to the chase. Let's cut to the chase. Let's get to the most important things. 5. To be a knockout. To be gorgeous. To be very attractive. To be a knockout. Sandra Bullock is a total knockout. Sandra Bullock is gorgeous. 6. A body that won't quit. A figure that is fantastic. Our new secretary has a body that won't quit. Our new secretary has a fantastic figure. 7. To come on to somebody. To flirt with somebody. To come on to somebody.
Bob comes on to every pretty woman in our department. Bob flirts with every pretty woman in our department.
8. To chicken out. To be scared, to be afraid. To chicken out.
I always chicken out when I get a new job assignment. I always feel scared when I get a new job assignment.
9. To turn out. To become. To appear to be. To turn out. Our new boss turned out to be an asshole. Our new boss appeared to be an idiot. Part 2, Dialogue. Two employees are discussing their new boss.
How's your new boss? She is probably pretty crazed. I mean, working with new people is not a picnic.
Maybe, but once she has a chance to pull it together, I bet she'll turn out to be real nice.
All right. Cut to the chase. What does she look like?
Well, I have to admit, she's a knockout. I'm telling you, she has a body that won't quit.
Did you come on to her?
No way. I'd chicken out. I wouldn't even give it a try. Translate the following sentences into standard English. Bob's new girlfriend has a body that won't quit. Bob's new girlfriend has an excellent figure.
I'm a new driver. I still chicken out when I'm on the highway. I'm a new driver. I still feel scared when I'm on the highway.
My new job assignment turned out to be a piece of cake. My new job assignment turned out to be easy.
Working with people isn't a picnic. Working with people isn't easy.
We're out of time. Cut to the chase. We're out of time. Get to the most important things. Translate the following sentences into conversational English. Will you finish this project tomorrow?
Absolutely not. I need at least 2 more days.
Will you finish this project tomorrow?
No way. I need at least 2 more days.
It's about time to get organized. We've been working in this office for 2 weeks already. It's about time to pull it together. We've been working in this office for 2 weeks already.
Did you see Bob flirting with Susan?
No wonder. She's gorgeous.
Did you see Bob coming on to Susan?
No wonder. She's a knockout. Thank you. Lesson 10. Partying. Episode 1. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To be a heck of something. To be great or significant. To be a heck of something. It's a heck of a party. It's a great party. 2. Booze. Alcohol. Liquor. Booze. There was a lot of booze at the New Year's party. There was a lot of liquor at the New Year's party. A bash. A party. A bash.
Did you like the party?
Oh, yeah. It was quite a bash.
Did you like the party?
Oh, yeah. It was a great party. 4. To hurl. To throw up. To vomit. To hurl. Steve was so drunk that he hurled after the party. Steve was so drunk that he threw up after the party. 5. To spike the punch. To put alcohol in the drinks. To spike the punch.
The owner of the club got arrested for spiking the punch at a teenage party. The owner of the club got arrested for putting alcohol in the drinks at a teenage party.
6. To kick the bucket. To die. To kick the bucket. I felt so terrible after the bachelor's party that I thought I would kick the bucket. I felt so terrible after the bachelor's party that I thought I would die. 7. Put it to sleep. Stop it. Put it to sleep.
Put it to sleep. I'm sick and tired of your complaints. Stop it. I'm sick and tired of your complaints.
Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and Steve are having a good time at the party. Oh, man, it's a heck of a party, but this time, no booze for me. What's that? Remember the big bash at Dave's place? I almost hurled. I didn't think Dave would spike the punch. I seriously thought I was going to kick the bucket. Put it to sleep. Let's change the subject. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
It's a heck of a house. It looks fancy and huge. It's a great house. It looks fancy and huge.
I'll never set my foot in that dive again. I almost hurled when I saw their kitchen. I'll never go into that terrible restaurant again. I almost threw up when I saw their kitchen. Shut the door. I want to spike the punch. Shut the door. I want to put some alcohol in the drink. I'll never take these sleeping pills again. I almost kicked the bucket.
I'll never take these sleeping pills again. I almost died.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English.
Who's buying liquor for our picnic? Who's buying booze for our picnic?
Stop it. I don't want to hear this anymore. Put it to sleep. I don't want to hear this anymore.
Do you know that Janet's parents are making a big party for her? Do you know that Janet's parents are throwing a big bash for her?